Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And a summit conference has been proposed, but it may not go forward. A summit conference between Biden and Putin? No, it's going to be tougher to reach agreement even than that. A summit conference between the leader of the Freedom Convoy, or at least some of the leaders, plural, and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Is that in the offing? And what about the meaning of Eileen Gu, the teenage Olympian born and raised in the United States? Well, if you consider San Francisco the United States, and most people do, she grew up in the U.S. skiing in Lake Tahoe, and she took the gold in the free ski competition for China. So does anyone know what the Chinese national anthem sounds like? She probably doesn't, but she does know what the American national anthem sounds like. Is this a way to show her open-mindedness and her internationalism? We'll hear what Eileen Gu has to say for herself. And we'll also be talking about the idea that despite the presence of Nazi flags and the controversy surrounding them concerning the Freedom Convoy, despite all of that, there is a claim that actually what is being done against the convoy and what is being done to impose health regulations really echoes Nazi health regulations. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And, first of all, this came from the emergency press conference that was held by the new spokesman official for the truckers and their Freedom Convoy. His name is Tom Morazzo, and he was talking about the idea of putting together some kind of high-level meeting where there can be a deal between the truckers and the government of Prime Minister Trudeau. Here is what the spokesman for the Freedom Convoy had to say. This is clip four.
We're here to talk. Let's find a peaceful resolution to this. I want to go home. I want to go home. But I'm not. I'm not going until I'm no longer needed here. And based on all the support that we have from the people of Canada, I have an incredible amount of support and a lot of people that seem to want me here. And I'm not going home until the job is done. Okay? I am not calling for violence. I'm not expecting you to get into your vehicle, drive here, and create problems, create crimes. Okay, that's not what we're saying. Strength in numbers. We got sent here to send a message. The message isn't getting through. He's not getting it. And I apologize if I'm bashing the guy, but honestly, from my assessment, he's got a 22 caliber mind in a 357 world. Okay? Let's get at a table, for God's sakes. Enough hiding. I'm willing to sit at a table with the Conservatives and the NDP and the Bloc as a coalition. I'll sit with the Governor General. You put us at the table with somebody that actually cares about Canada.
Okay, what's interesting is he's talking about the NDP, which is the far left party to Trudeau's left. It's not part of the Trudeau government. And the Conservatives and the Bloc. The Bloc is the French-speaking Quebec, pro-Quebec. But he won't meet, apparently, with the Liberals. Or maybe he just forgot about them. and that's the party that controls the parliament right now. I mean, really? And by the way, there's been a great deal of polling of sentiments in Canada. And by 2-1, people in Canada, across the country, think that the people are participating in the convoy. We said they want to go home. They want to go home, but they have to settle this. I mean, really? Do you think that any self-respecting government would make decisions this way? This is not rule of law. This is like rule by convoy, rule of mob. A rule of law means you elect people, and then you, by the way, install judges. And if you have disputes, you settle them without violence, without intimidation, without shutting down streets, without closing down businesses. And that is the thing that is most worrisome right now, is the closing down of businesses. The economic damage is being done to the city of Ottawa, to the province of Ontario, and to the nation of Canada. Here is what the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said about the truck convoy, and an indication that he's not ready to sit down with them as they want, as if they're going to be negotiating the future policy and response to a very serious pandemic by their nation. This is Prime Minister Trudeau. This is clip 13A.
Individuals are trying to blockade our economy, our democracy, and our fellow citizens' daily lives. It has to stop. The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods. They don't deserve to be confronted with the inherent violence of a swastika flying on a street corner, or a Confederate flag, or the insults and jeers just because they're wearing a mask. That's not who Canada and Canadians are. That's not what Canadians demonstrated over the past 2 years of consistently, continually being there for each other.
Okay, again, there are so many reports of people who have been harassed. I mean, I've heard personal accounts from people that I know. It has not happened to me. But from people that I know, people who will go into certain stores or business establishments or restaurants wearing a mask and will be attacked for it. I mean, really? What sense does it make to attack people for that? Let us go. Let's go immediately. We'll go to Paul in Anacortes, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, hi, Michael. It's an honor to talk to you. I thank you, and I have great respect for you. I think you and I agree on 95% of everything you discuss.
Well, thank you.
I live here in Washington State. I have my whole life. I am vaccinated, for the record, but I think people ought to have a choice for this. I have seen in our state, I've lost many clients. Many of my clients this year selling real estate are leaving because they have lost jobs because of the mandates that our state has put out there that don't make any sense. And I think the truckers have a right to protest.
Wait. When you say the mandates don't make any sense, if they work, and for instance, there's a mandate for people who serve in the military, and 97% of people in the military, there's some who have left, but 97% are vaccinated. Now, again, you can say that that doesn't make sense, and I have mixed feelings about mandates. The mandates may have outlived their usefulness, at least in spreading them, but shouldn't that be the decision of businesses? In other words, would you oppose somebody who is running a factory, say, and wants to require that people actually get vaccinated? Paul, I want to stay with you if you can. Hang on. I want to get a response on that. And how this applies to what's going on north of the border. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Michael Medved show, talking about the meaning, the controversy, the ongoing confrontation surrounding this so-called freedom convoy up in Canada. And Paul and Anacortes, if I hear him right, has a little bit more sympathy for some of the demonstrators who are shutting down the city of Ottawa. Here's my last point that I want to get your response, Paul, and thanks for hanging on. Don't you think that with some of the The reports of harassing people, shutting down streets, blocking roadways, closing down businesses, that the convoyers are actually hurting their own cause?
You know, Michael, I heard a podcast on this today with an attorney from the World News Group reporting on this. She said she'd been there and really has seen very little of that. She said most of the people have a lot of support, and it is a much more friendly, more laid-back position than what is often what we're seeing in some of our media. But if I may, I'd like to just answer your question before the break.
Sure.
You talked about, you know, private businesses. Do I agree they should have the ability to shut down? And yes, I do. I agree with you 100%. But where I draw the line and where I've seen it personally affecting people have been in when our state has put these mandates out there. I have had a park ranger who is outside 99% of the time interacting with people, lost his job after 18 years at Deception Pass State Park. I've got a client whose house I'm listing.
Wait, why did he lose his job?
Because he refused to get the vaccine.
Okay.
Outside 99% of the time, and I feel it's similar to these truckers.
The difficulty, part of why I feel less sympathy is the reason. Do I believe that if someone should be fired if there's no practical need, given that he's outside and he's not interacting with people, just because there's a mandate on state employees? I can share some of the sympathy there. But the point is, what is the big deal? It's the same thing about people who will be getting on the airplane and refuse to put on a mask. Okay, so then you decide you don't want to fly. It's such a small thing. It is not a big deal to get a vaccine or to put on a mask, is it?
No, but I believe people should have the freedom to do so.
Well, they do have the freedom not to. They are just certain jobs and certain positions that you're not going to be able to get. I'll tell you something that is also I've been to, I think, two or maybe three screenings, because most of the movies during the pandemic, they come to you on computer and it's easier. But when you go in person, you have to show proof of vaccination. And literally, they won't let you in otherwise. I know, okay. It's one of those things where you're actually bending to the majority here, because the majority of people, I think, would prefer that they are around other people who have at least whatever protection the vaccine accords you. And it's not perfect protection, but what bothers me in this about people on the convoy as well, I've seen video of people who have been harassed and attacked because they're wearing masks, because they're trying to play by the rules. And for people to be polarized on this issue, in other words, do you have any negative feelings toward, you said you're vaccinated, you don't have any negative feeling toward people who wear masks?
No, I don't really, Michael. I mean,
good.
But I used to live in King County, and I have two daughters that live down there still. But I'm a big soccer fan, but I'm not going to games now, and I'm not going out to restaurants there where I have to show my vaccination card. I'm meeting my kids.
But why, if it's a good restaurant that's been able to stay afloat and been able to keep operating as a restaurant you like, why not? Why are you boycotting them because they're following the rules?
Because that's not a rule in a neighboring jurisdiction. And I can vote with my pocketbook. I'm frustrated as you are with many things that down in King County. And that's just one of them. I feel that's an overreach. My mom, if she chooses to go, my mom needs to be protected. She had her vaccine much sooner than I did. Anybody who is vulnerable at this point should have had their vaccine, should have their booster. And once you're at that point, why? I've had all that. I interact with clients every day. I don't care if I'm working with somebody who's vaccinated or not right now because I'm protected.
Okay, except you're not perfectly, because they do have all these cases of people. We know people who've gotten the two vaccinations and the booster, and this is a young family with a mother and a father and three kids under the age of five. They all got it, and they weren't hanging around. They were basically doing everything they should. And see, this is, I think, the real problem and why I'm very glad to talk to you, Paul. But the notion that we are done with the virus, that we are done with the pandemic, is not true. And it is also not true that even if you do everything you're supposed to do, you can reduce your chances, but you're not necessarily safe. And it will still benefit you if you're not exposed to people who are unvaccinated and have a much higher chance of carrying the virus. Hey, I appreciate your call very much. There's this came in, and this is an email, and it came in from on Facebook, actually, from Andrea. And she says, I'm really disappointed in your coverage of the Freedom Truckers convoy in Canada. You seemed confused about the purpose of their movement and asked what it was all about. I'm not confused. It's about freedom. I don't want to say, I'm not confused, you're confused. But how is it about freedom, for God's sake? It began weeks ago in response to Canada's vaccine mandate that all truckers crossing their border, this includes American truckers, must be vaccinated. This mandate went into effect on January 15th. I am so glad that someone is standing up to this kind of tyranny. Canada's vaccine mandates are incredibly strict and intrusive. One example is that in many provinces, people can't enter restaurants or businesses, including grocery stores, unless they show their vaccination card. That's true in many nations of the world. Canada has also banned interstate travel via railway and air travel. This includes leaving their country. This is not okay. What that has to do with is leaving their country without vaccines. She goes on, and I want to go on with it too, because it goes to the heart of this particular note. She says, this is exactly like the Nazis. Is it really? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting a spotlight on efforts to rebuild United States manufacturing.
I made it clear from day one, when the federal government spends taxpayers' dollars, we're going to buy American.
During a White House event, Biden pushing plans to make more products in America.
It means bringing manufacturing jobs back and building supply chains here at home, so we have better jobs at lower prices.
New research from the University of Utah finds pregnant women sick with COVID-19 are far less likely to develop serious complications. A recently published study finding those sick from the virus are 40% likely to have complications with their pregnancy. The risk increases if the mother has to be treated in the ICU or receive supplemental oxygen. Premature birth also becomes more likely, as well as the risk of a C-section. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, let me just finish up with this note that I got from a listener named Andrea, and she in fact signed it, your listener, and very nice, fine. And Andrea, I'm glad to complete your note, because I think that's part of what needs to be addressed. You say, I read a lot of World War II historical fiction, and I can't tell you how many times these mandates have given me flashbacks to the beginnings of the Holocaust, where one group of people began imposing laws and persecuting a segment of the population. Back then it was Jews. They required everyone to show their papers in order to buy and sell and travel. How is this any different than what Canada is doing in their country right now? How is this any different? Right. Okay, I'll finish your note. It doesn't make any sense, especially now that the efficacy of the vaccine has dropped to ridiculously low levels. This is feeling less like health and safety precautions and more like control, and control all in capital letters, from powerful people at the top. Okay? We used to believe that the horrors of the Holocaust could never be repeated, and I certainly hope they never will. However, this is exactly, and exactly in capital letters, how those terrible atrocities began. Good for the Freedom Truckers Convoy for standing up to these ridiculous mandates. Thank you for hearing my perspective. Okay, just a couple of questions, Andrea. The idea that this is how the Nazis began their oppressions is with public health measures and mandates. Absolutely not. Now look, they believed that it was, quote, a public health measure to imprison and experiment on people who were insane, or as they put it, mentally defective. They did that to sometimes people who were challenged, who had developmental difficulties. And yes, they were terrible, terrible people. But there's none of that here. Who is imprisoned because of a lack of vaccination? I mean, this is what is so ridiculous. No, people are not sent to re-education camps, and they're not locked in internment camps. And the notion of equating a requirement to get a vaccine, do you feel the same way about kids not being allowed into school unless they are vaccinated? And I think it's 9 shots in our state, in the state of Washington, that you're required to get before you can go to school. Now, this has been a tremendous public health benefit over the years. And the idea that you are okay with the government requiring that for school children before they go to school, but you're not okay with the government requiring that health workers, if they're going to work in some kind of healthcare facility, should also be vaccinated and be protected. And yes, you can say the vaccines aren't perfect and it hasn't eliminated the danger. All true, all true. But they have certainly worked, and there isn't a single study that shows that they don't. And when I say study, I mean real study. I'm not talking about the activists who are trying to make money. And this is one of the things that I find so despicable, is there are a bunch of people who are selling product as an alternative to vaccines. And so they scare people about the vaccines. And it's dishonest, and it's untrue, and it's wrong. And let me also tell you, Andrea, as somebody whose mother, with her parents and her brother, escaped Germany in before Kristallnacht, so it wasn't the midst of the Holocaust, but it was after the persecutions had already begun, and they could see what was coming, and they were smart, and they got to the United States, thank God. But the idea of comparing taking people in trains, and they did, and urging them at gunpoint to strip and go into showers, they were told, and then to turn on poison gas and to kill literally, in some cases, hundreds of people at a time. And right, the whole idea of the vaccine is not to murder people. It isn't. It's to save their lives. And the vaccines have saved hundreds of thousands of lives in the United States, if not, I mean, who knows how many fully have been saved by vaccines. But we're going to have to get done with this at some point. Because the idea that it's going to go away by taking away mandates, there's nothing that the elimination of mandates or the elimination of masking is going to do to address this problem. The current measures, not perfect, but they actually do work. Not always, but they make the situation better. There's something else that won't make the situation better. There's an alarming report of the return of something we thought we were done with that is going to return, apparently. So reports CNN. This is clip 7.
Andrew Cuomo may be considering a political comeback, two sources tell CNN's 10. His eyes may be set on the office that played a part in his fall from grace, the New York Attorney General, according to a source. In a recent phone interview with Bloomberg News, the disgraced former governor says, in hindsight, he shouldn't have resigned. I never resigned because I said I did something wrong. I said I'm resigning because I don't want to be a distraction.
The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do.
The 64-year-old left the governor's mansion last August after New York Attorney General Letitia James released a scathing report finding Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, including some of his former aides. Cuomo and his team have always denied the allegations.
Okay, there is a comment on this from Russell Brand, who was on with CNN's Brian Stelter, and it went viral. Listen.
Which sounds great, but not all opinions are created equal. Now, listen here, Sonny Jim, you're not only making people not trust you, you're making them not trust me. Who just wing it, who make it up as they go along, and be along. Because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms.
Well, like, why don't people trust me? They trust Rogan, but I'm perfectly trustworthy. Look how loose my tie knot is.
Joe Rogan's irresponsible. He took horse maggot medicine the other day. Now tell me, sir, and don't tell me anything other than this. Should there be a war?
Yes, there should be a war.
Interview's done. I'd like to see you do that, Joe Rogan.
That was an imitation of CNN's Brian Stelter, who I'm sure is celebrating the fact that he is now considered well-known and important enough to merit an imitation by the likes of Russell Brand. Russell Brand is featured, you won't recognize him, but he's featured in the new movie Death on the Nile that is opening this Friday. Whole bunch of big movies opening this Friday, maybe because they assume that there is going to be an increased attention to movies because they now have nominated the finalists for the Academy Awards. Anything good that's nominated? Yeah. Anything undeserving and wildly overrated that has been nominated? Absolutely. We'll do a quick look at that situation. And more, a congressman, prominent congressman, congratulates President Biden for having conquered Omicron. Does he really deserve that credit? We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Biden deserving credit for the turnaround, the drop in infections now with the, at one point, terrifying Omicron variant. This is Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York State, who are crediting President Biden for the fact that this variant, at least, is starting to go away. Listen, this is clip 8.
And the Omicron variant is in retreat. And that's not by accident. That's because under President Biden's leadership, a public health infrastructure was put into place, beginning with the American Rescue Plan, without a single Republican vote, to ensure that we can do everything possible to crush the virus. And that is what has been happening.
Okay, look, I think that President Biden deserves some credit for actually turning us in the right direction? Sure, he's president. You get credit if anything goes well. Not much has gone well with the Biden administration. And yet, if you're going to give him blame for the 500,000 people who have died since he became president, and it's appropriate to mention that, then sure, we can all celebrate maybe even some cooperation in turning this virus around, and maybe we make more progress in that direction. Now, this is something that isn't going to mean progress for anybody, really. But I'd had never heard of Eileen Gu before. I don't even know the events that she does in free ski competition. I'm sorry, I don't know the difference between the grand slalom and the teeny slalom. And basically, skiing events are not exciting to me. And I hope nobody gets seriously injured. I know what happened to Michaela Schifrin was difficult the other day, but she's supposed to do better tomorrow, I think it is. In any event, teenage Olympian Eileen Gu was raised in San Francisco. She is the daughter of a Chinese national who is a longtime resident of the United States. And she was born and grew up skiing in California at Lake Tahoe. She took gold in the free ski competition, and when she stood up on that podium, it was for China. And now there's a huge sensation in that country. China does not allow dual citizenship, so she's been receiving a lot of pressure to answer questions about her citizenship status. Did she
reject her American citizenship to become a citizen of China? Here's her answer to a reporter's questions who tried to ask her about the controversy. Listen.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to keep anyone happy. I'm an 18-year-old girl, an 18 out here living my best life. Like, I'm having a great time. You know, it doesn't really matter if other people are happy or not, because I feel as though I am doing my best, I'm enjoying the entire process, and I'm using my voice to create as much positive change as I can for the voices who will listen to me in an area that is personal and relevant to myself.
Uh-huh. That was a... she's living her best life, so, again, nothing about a debt of gratitude to the United States of America that's given her everything. She went on, did 18-year-old Eileen Gu. Listen.
So I know that I have a good heart, and I know that my reasons for making the decisions I do are based on a greater common interest and something that I feel like is for the greater good. And so if other people don't really believe that that's where I'm coming from, then that just reflects that they do not have the empathy to empathize with a good heart, perhaps because they don't share the same kind of morals that I do. And in that sense, I'm not going to waste my time trying to placate people who are, one, uneducated, and two, probably are never going to experience the kind of joy and gratitude and just love that I have the great fortune to experience on a daily basis. So yeah, if people don't believe me and if people don't like me, then that's their loss. They're never going to win the Olympics. So.
Okay. Do you remember that there was Sunisa Lee was the last Olympics, the Olympics in Tokyo. She represented the United States, and she spoke about how proud she was to be an American. And again, we'll find the audio and we'll play it. But it's such a contrast. And what's so astonishing about this is it's like, I understand that you have to focus, if you're going to be an Olympian, very, very much on your sport, and that's it, and that's it. But surely she must have heard something about the mass murder, the genocidal policy against the Uyghurs, and the fact that there is torture and annihilation going on in the name of the country she chose to represent. I mean, one of the questions asked is, what led you, given the fact that you've lived almost all of your life in the United States of America, you're born in the United States of America, what led you to want to represent China? I mean, my mother came from Germany, and would I ever want to reclaim German citizenship? Which, by the way, I'm eligible to do now. But of course not. Why? And by the way, I think Germany has turned into, I think, one of the great miracles of our time has been the transformation of both Germany and Japan. And for people who condemn the United States, for that alone, that's one of the greatest achievements of the 20th century, is transformation of those nations into really the wonderful countries they are now, when they both had nightmare regimes that killed millions of my fellow countrymen here in the United States. In any event, this is so sad and so disappointing. And she's chirpy and she sounds like she's bright, but she ought to rethink what gratitude really means. And maybe take a listen to Sunisa Lee. Coming up on the Medved Show, another piece of foreign import. This is a film that's been a real film festival favorite, and it's about a legendary filmmaker's legacy. He never appears in the film, but his spirit hovers over Bergman Island. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
A husband and wife, both filmmakers, try to recharge their batteries on a Scandinavian island associated with legendary filmmaker Ingmar Bergman in the film festival favorite, Bergman Island, now streaming on Hulu.
So you know this island is kind of special, right?
Do you think you can create a great body of work and raise a family at the same time?
That's European star Vicky Krieps of the Phantom Thread, together with Tim Roth playing the main couple. And there's a strange dreamlike film within a film based on characters created in her imagination. It's all artful and scenic, and you learn quite a bit about the real Ingmar Bergman and the island that he went to for peace and quiet. 2.5 stars for the great-looking, elegant, slow-moving, but ultimately unsatisfying Bergman Island. Definitely R-rated with considerable nudity.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And the problem with the film really is a part of what it does is there is a big film within the film, as I mentioned, which is based on a screenplay that the main female character, played by Vicky Krieps, who's the number one actress in Luxembourg. I'm not kidding. And again, the way that that fits together with her stress in her marriage, with a daughter who was brought onto the island in a fairly incoherent way. In any event, the film's frustrating as well as impressive to look at. And also, it's sort of fun to recall all those famous Bergman films, if you know them at all. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking a little bit about the controversy now about an attempt to ban Nazi flags and Confederate flags in Canada as a hate symbol. And do parents need to be held accountable in school shootings? There's also real threats from both China and Russia, but those threats are very different. We'll be talking to Doug Schoen about that. And there's a Washington Post reporter who points out that the 1918 flu pandemic didn't just end in 1918. So what can that third year teach us? The answer, plenty. Also, Professor Paul Kengor will talk about Russian oppression in the last century of Ukraine. Very relevant for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.